You know, 20 or 30 years ago, getting qualifying as an apprentice from Rolls Royce or from Jaguar or from London gun manufacturer was an incredibly, incredibly important thing. People don't talk about them anymore, but what is interesting is this apprenticeship psychology is gaining momentum within the public psyche, and that is a very, very good thing indeed.
I can give you the statistics, which I'm absolutely sure you know far better than I do as a member of parliament. There were a decrease of 9% in the number of students applying to universities last year alone, and there was almost 60% an increase in the number of people applying for apprenticeships last year. I think that speaks for itself.
Yes, I think it does. I mean, I think within that there may be some effects of the new tuition fees coming in. Although having said that, I think that the way the tuition fees are repaid is actually fairer than it was in the past, so there could be an incentive for doing it. But I think, you know, we got ourselves with universities into a situation where we're now encouraging people to do university, or people are being encouraged, I don't say we are encouraging, but people are being encouraged to do a university degree in something which you don't need a degree to do, photography. You know, there are more photography graduates in the UK than there are photography jobs in the whole of the European Union every year. Now, that is a ridiculous situation, and I think to a certain extent we have to, at some point, somebody has to turn around and say, do you know what, we should not be selling degree courses where we know that it will serve no useful purpose to the vast majority of people who get them. And actually, those people who are very good photographers tend to learn their trade from working for another photographer. And so it would be wrong to say that you need to have a degree in photography. Actually, what you need to do is work for a top photographer for a bit and learn your art from that person directly, and that is an apprenticeship of a type, although it's not a formalized apprenticeship. So I think that when it comes to training, you know, if you are going to be a doctor, you have got to go to university. Of course you have. If you're going to be an engineer, you have got to go to university. If you're going to be a rocket scientist, you've got to go to university. If you're going to be a lawyer, you need a degree, but you've still got to go to law school. If you are going to be somebody who builds engines or somebody who builds satellites at Astrium, you need to learn the skills, the hand skills and the development skills that only come with on-the-job training, and that is why you need to be an apprentice. What you don't need to do is be a graduate to look after a golf course. You need to be an apprentice to look after a golf course, and I think there are certain degrees where they've gone wrong, and arguably nursing as a degree is where it's gone wrong, because that is something where you learn on the job, which is, it's not called an apprenticeship, and I don't think it ever will be, but it's something that has the feel of an apprenticeship.
Is there anything you'd like to say to those people who have missed out of training, and what the government can do to help them, qualify and train?
It's a very difficult one. I mean, there is training available to everybody, and it's really a question of making sure that everybody is aware that it's available. There's only so much that can be done. You can put it on television, you can, you know, whatever, you can put it on YouTube. But if people aren't engaging with the world, you know, to a certain extent, people need to go out and look for this stuff. It's all advertised. But if you're not looking out for those adverts, if you're not mentally receptive to that, you won't hear the message. Is there more we can do? Yes, of course. I mean, we need to have better careers advice in schools so that people are more aware of it. You know, clearly though, we have a situation right now where a lot of things are changing, a great many things are changing. So somebody who's 20 years old or 21 years old, who is still very young and absolutely the type of person that needs to get, you know, is eligible for this sort of training, will have left school before these changes came about, so school wouldn't have helped them. But we do need to keep approaching people. But I think that we need to also get across a cultural message, and that cultural message is that we, all the time, people need to understand that life is about learning, and you never, ever, ever stop learning. You never come to a point where you don't need to learn more. So we never stop learning all our life, and I think people need to, you know, we need to instill that more in our kids when they come out of school. They need to understand that life is a lesson, and you need to be paying attention the whole time, otherwise it'll pass you by.